Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with Mr. Humble. Always at your service. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Leo Haviland is here. Leo has become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last handful of years. He's a Wall Street analyst, a recovering, I think, well, he's a current Wall Street analyst, but a recovering Wall Street participant, I think. He's already finished the 12-step program, I think. Author of Words on the Street, and he's our good friend Leo. Welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much for having me on your great show. It's an honor.
And you're already through with that 12-step program, right, winning you off of the... Off of being...
I needed a 13th or 14th step, Jim.
So, Leo, I want your analysis on what's going on in the oil sector these days. The United States has become self-sufficient in oil to the point of exporting. I feel like we could export more natural gas if we had more more natural gas transporting stations. We have a president now who's positive on energy, not negative, doesn't hate carbon fuel. And you know, we got Saudi Arabia is about to go public with their first public offering. I think that's a sign of desperation. Surely that's a geopolitical move. What do you think?
You make excellent points, Jim. The U.S. oil production increases, especially from the shale oil sector, have been one of the key elements putting pressure on OPEC and on prices in general. However, looking forward, and with the OPEC meeting coming at the end of this month, price will, in part, as it has in the past several months for the Saudis and their allies, determine policies. With prices in the mid-40s or so for NYMEX crude oil, they're very likely to roll over their agreement with non-OPEC nations such as Russia, which will tend to keep prices supported around the high 30s to mid-40s level for NYMEX. However, on the upside...
Tell them what NYMEX is. On that exchange, right?
Yes, for the nearest month contract. And so for persons on Main Street who are maybe more interested in gasoline and diesel fuel, that's going to tend to put a floor under those prices. But at the same time, the cutbacks from OPEC and their allies over the past several months are not sufficient to really reduce inventories for at least another 6 months to a year, year and a half,
right,
which means without a political blow-up somewhere in the world, prices are not going to rocket higher.
Don't we need to think of oil, of energy, carbon energy, whether it be natural gas petroleum, whatever? Don't we need to think of it sort of like we think of inflation, like we think of interest rates? We don't need it to go to the floor. We need a little bit of inflation. We need interest rates to be up a little bit for savers, even if it means our loans are a little higher. We don't need oil to be at $12 a barrel. We need it to be more like 35, 40, 50, even 55. We can afford that. Don't we need to want that kind of more of an equilibrium type pricing rather than the deep dives or the high highs?
The world likes equilibrium. Stock marketplace participants enjoy it. The rhetoric nowadays seems to tolerate mild inflation, 2% or so from the central banks being their target. That probably is a good policy, or at least a satisfactory policy, so long as it's a means of helping to bail out some of the debtors that are still out there.
Right.
I don't
right.
think 2% helps most savers that much.
No, I agree with that part of it. The thing we have to remember, though, is that when the irony, Leo, is that when the interest rates were lower than I've ever seen them in my life, small business owners can borrow, even the riskiest ones could borrow in the, you know, the 5 and 6% range, which has just been unheard of in my life. But that same condition that caused the interest rates to be down was an economy that didn't cause small business owners to want to borrow money at that rate.
It is ironic.
And so we need a little more interest rate, which means that interest is higher because the economy is picking up. We need that's equilibrium is not at the bottom, is it? It's in the middle.
Equilibrium is in the middle.
Yeah. When we come back, I have a quick question about due diligence on the Aramco filing, and then we're going to talk about the Eurozone a little bit with our good friend Leo Haviland. He'll be back with us right after this break. The issue with Aramco, Saudi Arabia, is how do we find out how much oil they have? How do you prove that in the
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.